new hour. You can now listen to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned in to the only show in the mornings going into the afternoon on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. This is The Neighborhood. How's everybody doing today? I'm doing well. I hope everybody else is doing well. Let's talk about the weekend for a second. DJ Red Rose had a big weekend. It was pretty fun. I had nothing but fun, actually, this weekend, and I hope everybody else did, too. Even my work was fun. My parents came out to see me. That was pretty cool. I don't get to see them often, so that was fun. And spent time with them and family. Also, watched some amazing football. Watched the Tulsa Hurricane just put a whooping on Nicholls State. And they face Fresno State this weekend, which should be a better, more challenging game, but it should be very entertaining. And we wish the Tulsa Hurricane much luck and love. Also, I went to this concert, this show. It was Juvenile and Manny Fresh. Man, who remembers Juvenile and Manny Fresh? That was so big. And I was so excited to go to the show. Actually, at first I was like, nah, I don't want to go. But then as I thought about it a little more, I was like, man, I used to like all Juvenile songs. And I used to like all of Manny Fresh songs. So, I mean, I'm glad I decided to go to the show. It was pretty epic. The whole KMEL crew was in the building that night. Who's not a Juvenile fan, you know? Everybody who was anybody in the Bay Area in, like, radio entertainment was there last night. Well, not last night, Saturday night. It was at the Mezzanine. It's a 21 and over venue club, but if you haven't been to the Mezzanine and you're 21 and over, seen a show there, it's a pretty cool spot to see a show. But a pet peeve of mine is rudeness. People would come who don't have common courtesy. So that kind of messed with me a little bit. But I mean, for the most part, it was pretty cool. And if you don't know anything about Juvenile and Manny Fresh, you need to re-up on that music game and step your game up. But anyways, let's talk sports for a second. Look, the Niners won again this weekend. They beat the Detroit Lions for their season opener. Season opener, probably the last one at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. They beat the Lions 27-19. That was a really good game. I don't know if you guys watch it, and you know what I'm talking about. That was some great football. Alex Smith did a great job. He passed for 437 yards. Frank Gore rushed for 201 yards. And Michael Crabtree had 143 receiving yards. But that's not it. On defense, Navarro Bowman had 15 tackles and one interception. So, I mean, the Niners are doing big things. Randy Moss also played well. Have you guys seen Randy Moss? I mean, he's looking good, man. He's an older guy in the league. You know, he left and came back, and he's still looking pretty good. You could still rely on him when you just want to throw the ball up. Guess who's going to grab it? Randy Moss. Randy Moss will be there. And I'm glad that Crabtree is stepping his game up this season. Because coming out of college, man, I mean, if you saw him at Texas Tech, Crabtree was pretty amazing, a pretty amazing receiver. And now that he's showing out on the Niners, that's a big thing for them. But next, the Niners face the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. And this is going to be a Sunday game. So it's going to be this Sunday. So tune into that. You know it's going to be showing out here in the Bay Area. And the Niners defense is, I think they are most capable of shutting down Adrian Peterson. He's probably one of the best premier running backs in the league. Even though he's coming off of surgery, he's been playing big. But the Niners defense is sure enough to put a stop to Adrian, I think. my San Diego Chargers beat the Tennessee Titans 38-10. Phillip Rivers passed for 515 yards. Jackie Battle rushed for 69 yards. That was a good look by Jackie Battle as well, since our, you know, starting running back Matthews is out. Maybe he'll be back for next game, though. He should be back for our next game. Anyways, Malcolm Floyd received 475 yards. Next, we face the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday in San Diego. So we have a home game on Sunday. But the Falcons are a pretty good team. If our defense does well and our offense moves the ball, Atlanta has a pretty, pretty good looking defense. But I have nothing but faith in my team. So I'm pretty sure that we can pull it off. But if you watched the Atlanta-Denver game last night, that was my first time actually seeing Atlanta play, and they looked pretty good. Their defense was on point. It was the first quarter, Peyton Manning threw three interceptions. Maybe that had to do something mentally within him, but also I think, you know, Atlanta's defense had something to do with that performance as well. It was a close game at the end, very close. Atlanta only won by, I think, like 4 points or something like that. But for the most part, they were up the whole game. But Denver did make a comeback. And so I hope that the Chargers, my squad, the coaches, were studying that game and see how Denver made that comeback and pointed out their weaknesses. And that also, what contributed to that was the knowledge of Peyton Manning. So if they peeped what Peyton Manning was peeping during the game and got the offense moving, and everything was flowing right eventually, then that's what we have to capitalize on as the Chargers when we play Atlanta. Because Atlanta's looking pretty good, but I'm pretty sure we got it. But anyways, some unfortunate news for the Oakland Raiders. The Miami Dolphins beat the Oakland Raiders 35-13, and they were in Miami. This was one of those games where I was like, you know what? The Raiders can pull this one off because Miami isn't all that good. But guess what? The Raiders lost again. Come on, Raider fans. I'm trying to show you some love. I really am, but you're making it so hard for me. You are making it so hard for me right now. I don't think you understand how hard you are making this for me. Like, I mean, I don't want to sound like a jerk or anything, or I'm a Raider hater. I'm not a Raider hater. I wish you guys would win some games. I really do. I really do. But dang, like, you lost to Miami, and you made them look like a really good team. No offense to Miami, but you aren't the best team in the world right now. You really aren't the best team in the NFL. Not close to being the best team in the NFL. I mean, dang, Raiders, you lost to Miami. But anyway, so check this out. The Raiders' record is 0-2 right now, and they face Pittsburgh on Sunday in Oakland. Now, let's see what the Raiders can do. Maybe they just had a couple of fluky games. Well, maybe that's it. We'll see. I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. But let's see what they can do against Pittsburgh. I'm not going to make any predictions. I don't want to think that, you know, I don't want the fans to think that I'm jinxing their team or anything. But hopefully they pull this one off, since they're going to be in Oakland at the Coliseum. So if you're a Raider fan, go support that game. Sell it out so we can see this on TV. Please go to the stadium and sell out the game. Buy some tickets so this can be televised, because you know it's a blackout if it's not sold out here in the Bay Area, unless you're like in Sacramento or something like that, it shows. But other than that, yeah. But for baseball, though, second place in the AL West, Oakland A's, baby. They play the Detroit Tigers. Is it tonight? Or tomorrow in Detroit. And the A's have an overall record of 84-62 for the 2012 season. The A's have been looking pretty good this season. I don't know if you guys have checked them out, but they're a young team. It's kind of like, I think someone was telling me that this season's team was like pieced together, but all these pieces created a beautiful puzzle. So if you haven't checked out the A's, go check them out. I think I'm going to go to a daytime game. I like daytime baseball games rather than nighttime games. You know, you have the sun, and then you have good stadium food in a good game, you could take a quick nap in between innings and still wake up and the game is still going on, because the game of baseball is a really long game. But it's entertaining, though. You can have your ice cream and everything. So, I mean, yeah, I think I might go check out the A's before this, before the playoffs start, most definitely, and that's soon. So if you haven't checked them out like I haven't, then we need to get a move on it and hit up one of these day games. Well, for me, I mean, so a lot of people prefer night games. They like the fireworks and all that, the entertaining. I don't care for that. I just want to see the game. I just want to see these young men do their thing out there. And the Giants beat the Colorado Rockies the other night, 2-1. The Giants are making a comeback, and they are really trying to clinch a playoff spot. So clap it up for the Giants, and hopefully they do that. It'd be great to see two Bay Area teams, the Giants and the A's, doing their thing in the MLB playoffs. So that'd be great. For WNBA games and news, you know that tonight's games are New York versus San Antonio, Indiana versus Connecticut, Chicago versus Seattle, and Los Angeles versus Phoenix. Predictions for tonight, for these games tonight. I think San Antonio is going to beat New York. New York has a good squad. They have great players on their team. They have a lot of threats, but they're just, I don't know, they're not in sync this season. As much as in sync, they really haven't been in sync. San Antonio Silver Stars have Becky Hammon at the point position, Sophia Young at the small forward, Chantel Adams, center. I mean, she's mid-300s in weight, 6'3", but she moves very well for her size. She's very mobile for a big girl. And she has established post moves. She actually gets rebounds. Boxing out is the key to everything. If I could stress anything to any basketball player out there who's trying to grab a rebound, who needs to grab a rebound, it's to box out. If you just box out, your problems will be solved. Danielle Adams is the proof of what I'm saying right now. She can't jump high, but she grabs the rebounds because she boxes out. She uses her body. Utilizing your body. And I don't think New York really has anybody who could stop her. Sophia Young is just quick off the dribble. Forward, who's just quick off the dribble, can handle the ball. She's like a short Candace Parker in a way. For the Indiana-Connecticut game, I personally think that Indiana's going to pull this one off. Just because Tamika Catchings is not going to lose two games in a row. They lost to the Minnesota Lynx the other night. So I think Indiana's going to pull it off. Nothing against Carol Lawson and her Connecticut Sun. They're a great team. But Indiana's going to pull it off. Chicago versus Seattle. You know what? I think Chicago's going to beat Seattle. Chicago has deep squad, actually. And Pokey Chapman's a great coach. So I think they'll pull that off. You know, Lauren Jackson, they have someone to stop her. And Sue Bird, they have someone to guard her. It's gonna be an interesting game, though. And LA versus Phoenix, you know I have to go with my Sparks, the LA Sparks all the way. We should actually put a good whooping on Phoenix. If we lose, it's gonna be a disappointment, and that means that we need to get back to this practice facility and do our thing. But look, what I'm gonna do right now, we're gonna hit this commercial break real quick, and then we're gonna jump into a song. I'm playing pretty much. Today, I feel like playing all Manny Fresh and Juvenile hits, so that's what I'll probably do. But look, we're going to get into this commercial real quick, and we'll be right back.
Attention Bay Area. You can find the best Thai and American cuisine at Salad Restaurant, located in Hercules, California, 1991 Railroad Ave. To make the reservations, call 510-724-4044. The food and the view are both to die for. Check out the menu at ilovesala.com.
Ooh. What's up, everyone? This is DJ Misty from The Scoop, and you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
Hey, everybody. This is Jordan Smith from The Sports Report, and you are tuned into The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose.
This is the one and only DJ Red Rose, and I am back. The Neighborhood has a new day and a new hour. You can now listen to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
Wow, what's happening, New Orleans? It's your favorite weatherman, Biggity Fresh. You heard everything has cleared up, including your ugly baby mama's face. Just a little weatherman humor. We're standing right here on Uptown BG Avenue, where BG has brought the hood to Hollywood. Pay attention to the story. Some weather guys walk it, I run it.
Hey, world. Oh, I'm back. I'm back and I'm better than ever. What up, Fresh? This one here feels good, homie. This reminds me of the old days. You hear me?
Feels good. Still get love in my hood. Haters still wishing they could. But they can't, cause I'm still keep me. It feels good. Still get love in my hood. Haters still wishing they could. But they can't, cause I'm still keep me.
BG still the same old. But I ride with that thing full. It's going down if they run up on that ring. It's going down if they test a nigga man. Every ghetto in New Orleans that I ran through. I done seen a lot and I done a lot. When I was young, I had dreams, I run the block. When I was young, yeah, my mama used to fuss a lot. But now she cry cause her son is standing on the top. And give back. See an old lady walk and stop and help her with her bag. Forget where I come from, dog, never that. Every time I leave, they ask when you're coming back. I say fuck it and I let the whole hood come. And I got the whole hood on my tour bus. Uptown, represented to the inner time. Uptown, I done lost a lot of friends of mine. I'm on the grind, so you know I'm out here getting mine. Like Curtis, I'ma get rich or die trying. I fell a few times, I never gave up. Got up, got a pack, get the hood.
Check this out. I need to tag this station right now. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio is the official flagship station of the San Rafael Pacific's baseball network at radio.dominican.edu. Not only do they broadcast live from the San Rafael Pacific's games, they also do Dominican sports. I know yesterday they did the men's and women's soccer game, And they do volleyball. They'll be doing basketball. So look out for all that. I'm pretty sure they'll be doing lacrosse too. Every sport that we have at Dominican, they will be broadcasting live. Softball too, baseball most likely. So look out for that. Probably not golf, because golf goes elsewhere to, you know, play their sport. But thank you for tuning in to The Neighborhood. This is DJ Red Rose, and this is The Neighborhood only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. So if you would like to call in and tell me how your weekend was, or you can also write on our Facebook wall or our blog. Yes, we have a blog too, but the station number is 415-482-3587. 415-482-3587. But let me get into this entertainment news right now. Feel free to call. Go ahead and interrupt. But I do have to talk about this. I actually heard this last week. I was listening to Miss Kimmy on KMEL, and she was saying that O.J. Simpson, you know, wrote out his will. He's in prison right now for stealing back his paraphernalia that was stolen from him in Las Vegas. So he's in prison in Las Vegas right now. He wrote out a will, and in his will, he, I guess he's giving some stuff away to his child. And he's saying that Khloe Kardashian is his child. Now, that's deep. That's really deep, because, you know, O.J. Simpson was really close with Mr. Kardashian. So, the late, great Mr. Kardashian. So, it's, wow, it's pretty interesting. I don't know, you know, what Khloe had to say about that or anything. That's deep. O.J. Simpson says he's your daddy? That's Chris, I wouldn't put it past the mom, but wow. Wow, if that's true, if they end up getting blood tests or something like that, DNA test, that'd be pretty interesting. Pretty interesting, but that's not, you know, her father is the one who raised her, so she has the Kardashian last name. That's who her father is, and Bruce Jenning has done a great job playing his part as well. So, yeah, if OJ is, he's only biologically. Let's get that straight right now. Because I don't like giving credit to someone who played no part in a child's life. So if you, this is where all the young people out there who are deciding just, you know, to pop out kids right now, if you aren't taking care of your kids, you are a non-significant factor. If you are not in your child's life, please don't try to force upon that title. Your child, if your child sees you once a year, don't say that, call me daddy or call me mommy. No, because you're not there in that child's life, because you choose not to be. Whomever is raising that child is playing a bigger part in that child's life than you are. So that goes to every young person out there, even older people who just have no common sense. Just wrap it up, or is abstinence. Do something. I mean, don't abandon children, because that affects the child later on in life. Even if it, as well as their upbringing, it also affects them. But also, check this out. Triple threat Olympic gold medalist Shaun White gets arrested in Nashville. The Nashville Metro Police Department tells TMZ cops responded to the Lowe's Vanderbilt Hotel around 2 a.m. on Sunday after getting a tip that allegedly intoxicated White pulled a hotel fire alarm, causing an evacuation of the entire hotel. A hotel employee also told police White smashed a hotel phone. Cops say a concerned citizen tried to stop the 26-year-old from leaving the scene in a taxi, but White allegedly kicked the person and proceeded to flee on foot. According to the police, the alleged victim says he chased after White and collided with a snowboarder, causing White to fall backwards and slam his head against a fence. Cops say White appeared to be extremely intoxicated and reeked of alcohol at the time of the altercation. White was transported to a nearby hospital where he was booked for vandalism and public intoxication. The citizen declined to pursue assault charges. I would have never declined to pursue assault charges. That was according to TMZ. Please, shoot. Mr. White would have had a piece of me since that's not cool at all. And watch this man not really do any jail time. May do a couple hours of community service, but that's about it. That's so messed up. That's really messed up. But also, Prince has gone natural and went away with the perm. Prince came on The View the other day with a mini fro. He had a little fro going. So Prince is going Afrocentric right now. I actually kind of like the look on Prince. He looks pretty sharp. You gotta check it out. If you haven't seen Prince's new look, check that out. Prince is looking sharp now. Go ahead, Prince. But sad news, though. The man who shot and killed Niecy Nash's brother, 19 years old, who was 19 years old, has allegedly killed again, this time murdering his own wife. And the comedian says, Niecy Nash, she says she's appalled that another family has to be ruined by this heinous killer. Robert Lee Heard is the killer. He was arrested Saturday in Shreveport, Louisiana, for allegedly stabbing and killing his 35-year-old wife, Demetra Doyle Heard. In 1993, a 16-year-old Heard was convicted of shooting and killing Nash's brother, Niecy Nash's brother, Michael Inslee, in Reseda, California, at a high school. He was committed to a juvenile corrections facility in 2002. Then in 2003, he was convicted of attempted first-degree murder and sent to prison, but was released in 2011. That is until this weekend when police found his wife stabbed to death. Nash, this is according to TMZ, she tells TMZ this, no family should have to endure the loss of a loved one at the hands of a previously convicted violent criminal. Nash added, I am deeply saddened to hear that the man who murdered my brother, Michael Inslee, has been charged with murder again. That's crazy. I say there's no more getting out for this guy. And especially since this was a murder in Louisiana, he's probably on death row and will be executed. Because they don't play in the southern states. Unlike California, someone can sit on death row for years. So, I mean, in Louisiana, southern states, is pretty much a wrap. So it's no more coming out of prison for this guy. I think that's going to be his final destination. It's pretty sad to report news like this, though. But on the funny side, Fox and Friends just got pranked by a phony Mitt Romney supporter. I'm sorry, you guys. Mitt Romney. I just don't like saying this guy's name, so I just stutter over it. This guy fooled producers into putting him on air, where he proceeded to screw with the host, Gretchen Carlson, for two hilarious, awkward moments. The fake guest, who went by the name of Max Rice, appeared on the show via satellite yesterday morning to talk about why young people like himself have turned on Obama and are now supporting Mitt Romney. Here's how the first exchange went. Rice says, Miss America, Miss USA, it's an honor. Carlson says, Miss America, but close enough. Rice says, Miss Universe in my book. That was the first encounter. Rice, who claimed to be an unemployed recent college grad who just moved out of his parents' house, went on to explain that he became a Mitt Romney fan supporter after losing a basketball game to a friend. Carlson eventually realized she was being messed with and ended the segment. It was later reported that Max happened to be an aspiring comic. So he went on there, got his little 2 minutes of fame, put his name out there. Pure brilliance. Pure brilliance. That's pretty funny. You always need some comic relief sometimes. But check this out. We have to go to a commercial break real quick. We'll be right back when we return. We're going to hit you with another song. And then we're going to talk about some up-and-coming concert events and all that great stuff. But let me hit you with this commercial real quick.
And two and three and four and get them sit-ups right and tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this, kid.
You should live a healthy lifestyle 365 days out of the year, not just over the summer. Do you want those washboard abs? Lose that unwanted 20 pounds? Not have to worry about your annual doctor visits? If you answer yes to any of these questions, I know just the Herbalife representative for you. Contact Janine Rose at slimjan1 at sbcglobal.net. SlimJan, the number one, at sbcglobal.net.
Hey everyone, this is the Brian Sanchez from the Sports Report, and you are tuned into my personal favorite show, The Neighborhood, with my girl DJ Red Rose, only on radio.dominican.edu. Hey everyone, this is the Brian Sanchez from the Sports Report, and you are tuned into my personal favorite show, The Neighborhood, with my girl DJ Red Rose, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Okay. Yeah. Fresh said, don't worry about you.
Don't worry about it.
But I ain't gonna lie, man. To write a little song about this situation, love.
Why?
See, this right here is a story. Yo, let me share my story.
Okay.
A story about the one.
A story about the one.
I ain't lying. The one that got away.
All right.
I hope they hear me.
Go
look.
Ahead.
Congratulations was the title with a message. I figured her engagement would go better if I blessed it.
Why?
I know what I know, and I know she still loved me. Even with that ring and that soon-to-be hubby. She always had a boyfriend. I never was a man. It's complicated. Only she and I would understand. We never even kissed. One time we came close, but that didn't matter. I made love to her brain the most. She was loyal to her man, though he was a buster. That let me know if I ever got with her, I could trust her. She got nervous when she felt herself falling for me.
So she
got distant, got ghosts, and stopped calling for me. Now I'm on Facebook and I see she engaged. She don't love him, she just scared to turn a new page. But I ain't tripping, I hope your marriage is quite fine. Like Badu, I see your next lifetime.
She the one, she the one, she the one, she the one. She's not the one. Maybe the two, the three, the four, the five, but not the one.
Did respond to the message. I ain't stressing, no, my attitude is like F.
You know,
see
means?
Me, I was just trying to be nice. I hope your marriage go bad and you think about me your
that's
whole life. And if you see
you
me in the streets or in the parking lot, don't even wave. Oh, I sound jealous? I'm not. I'm just honest. And I
you
promise I'ma get somebody who look more better with more cheddar. And I'ma be her king like Coretta. And we'll go wherever and I'll buy her whatever. And we'll be together times
no,
two. That's forever and fall
they
apart pick. Never end. Our
the
love will never end. Take that. Huh. Yeah. You gave me your heart right now, I'd probably break that. Cause when I wanted it, I couldn't get it. Huh. I still feel kinda played, I admit it. She the one,
son,
she the
song
one, she the one,
she the one,
she is
not the one.
She the one that
I need you to clear this up.
The
third verse.
Away,
third verse. Song almost over, yeah?
She the one, she the one, she the one.
Please believe me, you gonna
one,
be looked at
one,
like, I don't even know.
Away,
I don't know what to say, like.
Away,
Yo,
so I was thinking like, maybe if I would've kissed you that time when we was watching TV, then you could've been mine. Or maybe if I wouldn't have been on the grind writing rhymes, then our paths could've intertwined. Sometimes
you
I think rich, the stars were aligned. You was fine,
I was trying.
You was saying you was happy with your man.
You was lying.
I was buying fitted caps, going broke, steady spending. Just cause I heard you say one time that I look cute in them. We used to chill, talk deep or study.
Really?
But I wanted you to love me, I ain't wanna be your buddy.
Really?
I had a lot of females, but I was confused. Kicking it with one girl, wishing she could be you. And you could be mine,
man.
I could be yours, we could be one. But future, I ain't see one, so I focused on the one. And that's 100, I thought you was the one. But the one that got away is what you become.
Gosh.
In life, you're going to either get played or you're going to be the player. Now you got to ask yourself, which one are you? It's real out here, you heard me? Dog, she the tennis shoes and you the coffee. She about to walk all over you. I say dog because of the era where I come from. Young blood, son, whatever y'all call yourself these days. She is so about to trample on you, you heard me?
That's been like my favorite song for a while now. The name of that artist is one of Manny Fresh's artists, actually. His name is D1. Really intelligent guy. That whole song, like, he didn't disrespect the lady. You know, he didn't call her out of her name. He didn't even have to cuss. That was the, like, original track. That was just all him. Just, you could tell that was kind of personal, though. But anyway, like I promised, we got to announce these up-and-coming concert dates. I'm going to start off with my rock band, my Purple Haze band. I know if you tuned in last semester to The Neighborhood, I talked about them a lot, and I actually got to interview Ralph Woodson, my cuz, the lead singer of the band. And they do a lot of shows out here in the Bay Area, a lot of shows in Napa. They're also in Los Angeles a lot. Venice Beach has become a good spot for them, and Redondo Beach. But anyway, they're going to be in they're going to be at Downtown Joe's again on October the 12th. That's a Friday, and they're going on at 9 p.m. They're regular at Downtown Joe's, so you want to call Downtown Joe's for more information. The number is 707-258-2337. You can also visit purplehazeband.com. And also, they have a show on Saturday, October the 13th, all day at Huey's. That's in Vacaville, California. 519 Main Street, Vacaville, California. So go check them out at Huey's as well. And they're going to be at Sassoon Sunday, October the 14th at 12:30 p.m. It's a private function, so if you would like to get into that, you might want to just go on to purplehazeband.com and see what you could do to get to that show. But they have a lineup for that whole weekend, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you can make one of those shows, two of those shows, three of their shows, that'd be great. They put on an excellent, excellent show. Those guys, you talk about professionals, the best professionals. They're at their best all the time. But for hip-hop, all my Kendrick Lamar fans, you know I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan. He's going to be in the Bay Area. He has a concert at the Regency Ballroom, October 16th, in San Francisco. I believe this is the Music Matters Tour he's doing with BET. So that's going to be pretty, pretty nice. And he's going to be joined by Fly Union. So if you would like, I believe tickets only start at $45. So if you'd like to check Kendrick Lamar out and Fly Union, K-Lamar, go check him out at the Regency Ballroom in San Francisco on October the 16th. But also for my R&B heads, in October, R. Kelly featuring Tamia, they'll be in town on Halloween, October the 31st, out here at the Paramount again. They're back at the Paramount. He said, forget the Oracle. The Paramount was the show. This is the show that is all over BET. Like, that's the kind of show he puts on in the Paramount in Oakland, California. And Tamia's going to be there, too. So that's going to be great. If you haven't heard any of Tamia's new music, you have to listen in. I played some Tamia music last season of the show, The Neighborhood. And I'll be playing some more. But it's good to see that Tamia's back and healthy and able to tour. It's great to see that. And also, tonight, there are tickets still available. Ryan Leslie is having a concert. He's having a show at Ruby Skies tonight in San Francisco. Ryan Leslie is a pure musician, just like R. Kelly. just like the Purple Haze Band. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kendrick Lamar knew how to play a couple instruments. But I mean, Brian Leslie is that guy. He puts together all his stuff. It's all him. Everything is him. Everything from the music to the production to the videography to the photography. You name it. It's Ryan Leslie Productions. And he's going to be here tonight in San Francisco at Ruby Sky. I know he's going to put on one heck of a show. You're not my girl. Remember that song? You guys remember that? And he does the chorus to that Red Cafe. So when I fly, you fly, we fly together. Ryan Leslie does his thing. So I'd actually go check that out. But also, if I'm in the house, though, I will take some more pictures for Ryan Leslie. Believe that. Because DJ Red Rose has the clout, baby. Has the clout. But anyways, Juvie. Tuesday, Juvenile's coming out with a new mixtape really, 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 really soon. And it's entitled Juvie Tuesday. So he hasn't really gave a date, but it's going to be dropped on a Tuesday. Hence the Juvie Tuesday. So that'll be dropped on a Tuesday. And Rick Ross, if you haven't heard Rick Ross's new music, I mean, I'm actually a fan again. You know, I had some things to say about him last semester, because he was coming off as being really, really fake, like just wanted too much of the wrong attention, and he ended up getting caught up in some stuff, and then now he's kind of back to like, okay, let me just be myself. And I think he's expressing his feelings a little better on this mixtape that he has out right now. But I'm pretty sure you all know. My personal favorite song is Amsterdam. With Tedra Moses, who's the Double MG singer, beautiful voice. She's on the chorus of the song, the hook. So you might want to go listen to that song. Also, you know, Dice Pineapples, which is on the radio right now, that's a pretty good one. And he has good different artists in his group. Everybody who's clowning on Staley needs to stop. Staley is probably one of the dopest artists on Double MG. I always see Staley's the wackest artist on a Double MG. That's because you like garbage. That's why. You listen to Meek Mills. I only like a couple of Meek Mills' songs. I'm not a fan of Meek Mills. Not yet, at least. So once he starts coming with some, I don't know, something less ignorant, then maybe I can mess with him. But as of right now, Staley's pretty solid to me. Maybach O, if you don't know who that is, man, I can't believe he said Maybach O. It's Omarion. But you know what? His songs are solid. Omarion is back. It's about time that he made a comeback. I'm glad to see Omarion doing his thing again, and expect some big things from that young man. From B2K to Doom 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 Touch to his new one with Rick Ross. And he has one with Wale as well. But you can YouTube their stuff. Just a little politics real quick. I found very, very, very hilarious. Mitt Romney, he got his foot stuck in his mouth. He continues to put his foot in his mouth. He basically said that 47% of the people in the U.S. do not pay income taxes, which is true. But this 47%... is accepting handouts from the rich and wealthy. And basically, we rely on the rich and wealthy. If you are a part of that 47%, he basically just dished you pretty hard. But look, I have to go into another commercial break real quick. But when I get back, I'm going to talk to you about voting. Then I have some other news for you. But we have to get into this commercial break real quick.
Attention all penguins and penguin fans. Your Dominican bookstore has all the supplies you need for this semester. Pencils, pens, notebooks, portfolios, plus Dominican gear. T-shirts, hoodies, hats, keychains, and bumper stickers, plus much more. You can either visit the Dominican bookstore on campus or online. Check it out. You're definitely going to be impressed. Go Penguins.
This is the one and only DJ Red Rose, and I am back. The neighborhood has a new day and a new hour. You can now listen to the neighborhood with DJ Red Rose on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Don't miss out on the new drops in music and great sports talk. Remember, a new day and a new hour, only on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch us at radio.dominican.edu. P.S. Keep the peace in the streets and one love.
Attention Bay Area, you can find the best Thai and American cuisine at Salad Restaurant located in Hercules, California, 1991 Railroad Ave. To make the reservations, call 510-724-4044. The food and the view are both to die for. Check out the menu at ilovesalad.com.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Misty from The Scoop, and you are tuned in to The Neighborhood with DJ Red Rose. If I tell you, if I tell
you now. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and get them sit-ups right and tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this.
You should live a healthy lifestyle 365 days out of the year, not just over the summer. Do you want those washboard abs? Lose that unwanted 20 pounds? Not have to worry about your annual doctor visits? If you answer yes to any of these questions, I know just the Herbalife representative for you. Contact Janine Rose at slimjan1@sbcglobal.net. SlimJan, the number one, at sbcglobal.net.
DJ. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, littering dogs and cats. Right about now, you are listening to the incredible drum patterns of DJ Manny.
Is you be throwing your setup when you screaming? I seen it, man. obstacles that I've been through. Who made you think I would be scared of a trick like you? I'm your dog, let me get it on consignment. You ain't paid them last people yet, dog, don't even remind me. I gain knowledge, my game polished, and it's obvious. You can't block it, you can't knock it, this is profit.
I'ma buy cars, I'ma get clothes, I'ma rock jewels, harbor long flows. I'ma got a lot of drink, stepping out.
Show my drinks is real. Can my people shop in Beverly Hills? I got a lot of work I know that's gonna be ahead of me still. But my beast mentality gonna keep me head of the field. Pardon me, but I got paper to chase. Now cut through the talking and bring me straight to the safe. I know where the camera's at and I'm destroying the tape. I'm not leaving no evidence but a forensic to trace. Got a problem on my hand, a few bills I ain't been paying. I figure about a little bit less than 75 grand. And my dog Robbie caught a pork. Serious when the federal ride is coming to get you. Life is at a standstill out here in this damn field. What you say could get you and your man. This my last chance to come up. This gotta be it. You become another first round lottery pick.
I'ma buy cars, I'ma get clothes, I'ma rock jewels, harbor long flows. I'ma got a lot of drink, stepping out, Gator, Coca-Cola, man.
My life. Yeah, we're back. We're back. This is DJ Red Rose, and you are tuned into the neighborhood only on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. You can catch us only at radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio is the official flagship station of the San Rafael Pacific's baseball network. Our station number is 415-482-3587. So let's get back to some entertainment news real quick. Hey, you guys remember Snoop Dogg's oldest son, Cordell? Well, you know that he was playing football and he went to Pauley, and it's like a left-hand quarterback. I heard he was pretty efficient with his strikes and his throws. He was throwing some strikes out there, and I heard he was a pretty good quarterback. But you know, he had some dreams of playing college football and eventually going to the NFL. But, you know, as time goes along, people change and they change their minds about things. Cordell, he actually dropped the football dreams for the mic. So we have a little Snoop coming, I guess, you know. He goes by the name of Spanky Danky. Spank is his nickname that his parents gave him. So he, you know, kind of just put a little twist on it, Spanky Danky. And he is working on a mixtape with his father, Snoop Dogg. So hopefully we can hear some cool little stuff coming from Cordell soon. Yeah, we'll see. And you know that 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather are like best friends. Well, people were trying to make this picture that 50 Cent took with Manny Pacquiao to be like, him and Floyd aren't friends anymore. Even if they are, it's none of our business. But even if they aren't our friends, you know, 50 Cent can take a picture with whomever he wants to take a picture with. That picture, little do you know, boosted all kind of Twitter followers for him, will boost future album sales for him, just because the media is the media. They try to depict negativity, they try to depict a negative thought from this picture, but in reality, 50 Cent knew what he was doing when he was taking this picture. He has all kind of fans now. He just took a picture with Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao fans are now 50 Cent fans. You get it? More money. He's a grown man who knows how to make money. He's a money-making machine. Smart tactic, 50 Cent. Much love to you. You should change your name to Billion Dollar Bill. That'll be better. That fits. That suits you better now, you know? Also, health. New York City bans supersized sodas since it's a contributor to obesity. I think that's pretty cool. You know, I think more states and cities and counties should ban supersized sodas. I mean, it's just a start. It's just one thing. Yes, it's a start. But everybody needs to start living a more healthy lifestyle, including myself. So, because you can't take your life for granted. You really can't. And I think that's very good. That's a big step by New York NYC. So, yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, who doesn't want to live a healthy lifestyle? Why? Like the Herbal Life commercial. You shouldn't have to worry about your annual doctor visits. By the way, Herbalife, if you need a representative, please, 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 please contact Janine Rose at slimjan1@sbcglobal.net. She hook you up for real. Herbalife works. Check out the results. You can see results all on Facebook, online, everything. Herbalife works. It really does. And it's good tasting stuff. It's not nasty. It's great. One last thing before we get out of here. Man, Myth Hits files a lawsuit against the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta TV show. He wants to be reimbursed for him and his family's suffering. If you don't know the story behind this, basically, Memphis' ex, Kay Michelle, was on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta this season. And she came out, you know, about basically him beating her up, domestic violence, beating her up pretty badly. And, you know, he says she's crazy, she's psycho, and she says that he beat her almost to death. So I don't know who's telling the truth, but domestic violence is not a game either way. So, yeah, basically he's filing a lawsuit against Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We'll see how that falls out. And I hope the truth is said, and whomever needs to apologize to whomever does that real quick. But you know, I like to end the show with a song. I would like to thank you all for tuning in to The Neighborhood with me, DJ Red Rose. You can only catch me on Tuesdays from 11 to 12 at radio.dominican.edu. We're going to end with the song Bring It Back, Lil Wayne featuring Manny Fresh. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Hit the blog, hit the Facebook. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, people with jobs, people without jobs, middle class, upper class, high class, all that. Cats, snakes, chickens, ducks, elderly people, and twerkers, I present to you. Put your hands on your knees and bend your rump. Put your back in, back out, do the hump. Put your hands on your knees and bend your rump. Put your back in, back out, do the hump.
Well, I'm fly as a son of a gun, son of a stunner, yeah. Is a 757 gone to heaven? Who? Who's the F, your reverend? Preach about me, I'm the God. 17, Apple and Cash Money, Mac Valley, y'all ain't ready. Quick, fast, like Tom Petty, y'all just petty. 82, I was born ready. I'm too heavy. Meatball, Lamborghini, top spaghetti. Six rag boot, 20 to shoot. Who, me and you got plenty to do. I don't need no pool, I'm swimming in you. And I sleep with the shark shorty on that water. And I be my 840, mama shake something for me. And it don't make sense if it don't make that money. I'ma take that money, I'm strong cash.
Put your hands on your knees and bend your bum. Push your back in, back out through the hump. That's your hands on your knees and bend your rump. Put your back in, back out, do the hump.
I bring it back to the bottom of the map. I bring it back to the bottom of the map. I bring it back to the bottom of the map. I bring it back to the bottom of the map.
I take off my brim. Moment of silence for the homeboy Soulja Slim. Yeah.
Around here, I get your back, dog. We do our own thing, we don't act like y'all. I say black, white walls with the back swiped off. Hey, y'all little buster, just a tax write off. I'm a stand up guy, not the type that fall. We don't read them kind, but they just fine. Yep, we need a dime, homie. Read between the lines. If you can't, boy, read my. I'm going hard in the paint like diesel time. Either I'm the illest cat doing it, or these cats is losing it. I be easy, fall back and be cool with it. Palmera is moving, this dead flow. I'm through with it. I'm the sh. No, I'm.
I'm super rich. Weezy F, baby, I do this.
Put your hands on your knees and bend your rump. Put your back in back out and do the hump. Put your hands on your knees and bend your rump. Put your back in back out and do the hump.
I bring it back to the bottom. Fizzle, I keep in New Orleans, sleeping with women that sleep with the harness. Yeah, a country boy is something foreign. About 100,000 more than what you're in. You're not about it, you freeze up like popsicles. Pop up on bicycles, y'all like spot pimples. Yeah, whistle, fizzle, original hot bizzle. Still Lil Wayne, but the dividends not little. Yeah, don't be surprised how the crown fit him. I get down and get down, but I'm not
your
prince.
It's just